KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Teams of people actively combing through debris on the ground of Kerr County, Texas, looking for bodies in the aftermath of the flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The sheer amount of destruction, all of these trees just toppled over like toothpicks because the water movement was so powerful. And they're actually already starting to clean all of this up because that we're working, trying to get all of these trees out of here. Still so much more work to be done. And there's still more than 160 people still missing here in Kerr County.
Death toll from the flooding, at least 120 people. As the Senate works on possible sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting now with Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary in Malaysia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meantime, is holding talks in Italy on trying to find an end to the war. President Trump's latest tariff threat, 50% against imports from Brazil over the case against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's top election officials say the former Madison City clerk acted unlawfully handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. They called her actions astonishing, and now the city may have to comply with new rules. Mary Beth Witzel-Bell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the six-month investigation. They found Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzel-Bell's actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, these ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent, end quote. Commissioners say if Witzel-Bell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes seven new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit, ball game. Frelick scores, and the Brewers win. They sweep the Dodgers. Jackson Churio with his first career makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat Kreitlow is along. We'll also talk to Rusty Volk, the fair director, and Eric Anderson of the U.S. Coupe Championship.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow, wow,
wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy just singing along with the tune here. And we're apologizing now for that. Yeah, we realize that it's probably really irritating.
It's annoying. Yeah.
And annoying.
But, that's our old theme song from 30 or 40 years ago, or 50 years ago.
Who
knew? I can't remember.
But it seemed to fit, you know, the Media World show that we had on cable access.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Boy, you know, the thing is, you know, we were tied in with radio stations and TV stations.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had a chance on cable access to invite everybody in from the media, any radio station, any TV show.
We were the neutral zone.
The neutral zone.
And we had TV weather people like Elmer Childress visit us. And,
all the legends.
All these rock people, too. Marcus Bovary.
Mark and Beth.
And the Evil Twins and the O'Bros. And,
Mark and Beth.
Mark and Beth. Mark
Doug
Kane
Moe.
And, Doug Moe. Yeah, they all.
We had the owner of Visions on a few times.
Yeah.
We had attorneys on.
And you can still see those old videos, right?
Yes, you can.
On your website?
We were one of the first to actually feature the Onion News.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Scott Dickers.
Yeah, we brought a few people in. We interviewed Scott Dickers, and we interviewed a couple of the reporters. These guys were really good. And they turned up a lot of different stories that most of the major media missed in Madison for some reason, but they had it there in the Onion.
Did we have Joel Despain on once? Or no?
I think we did.
I can't remember.
I think we did.
He went on from being a reporter to the police spokesperson for Madison Police for many years. Yeah, we had them all back then. All those were the weird old days of Madison. It was weird. What?
I gotta say,
Dom.
Who do you know who made that opening theme music? Do you know who was the creator?
You know, I
of that?
Don't know who that. Wait a minute. That was
Don
me.
I don't know. I don't know the
Don
lore
doesn't
enough.
Know.
I don't know the lore enough. I got to.
Yeah, I did that when I used to play rock guitar and worked out of a recording studio in Boscobel that no longer exists.
Oh,
but,
no.
Yeah.
That's too bad. It's not a legendary.
Well,
legend.
Jamie moved it to Reedsburg.
Like a museum.
He still has a recording studio, and he has all the old
tapes,
too.
Yeah, he does.
Too.
He has the master.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what we're playing now, the master.
So, yeah. That was a long time ago. For us, everything was a long time ago. Grandpa. Okay. What a beautiful day. Downtown Madison, State Street looking pretty fine.
Oh, yeah.
A few light clouds off in the distance. We might even get some rain, I guess, later this afternoon or mid-afternoon. Right now, 63 degrees, and we should get into the low 80s today.
Well, it's...
It's all right.
That's a call
what is
for
your Samsung
my
watch?
Samsung watch.
WMDX
8:38 sunset time, just in case you were just kind of curious.
Yeah.
Setting your clocks and alarms to that.
I'll be in my gazebo
okay.
with a refreshment or
two. Again.
Yeah.
63 degrees currently on my watch, and 85 predicted high today, and 67 predicted low temperature. But even though the temperatures are about that right now, it's still a little warm. Out there,
it's a little
the humidity
yeah,
and dew
muggy.
Points are a little high up there.
Yeah, and again, we have about a 20 to 40% chance of rain this afternoon.
That's a pretty good chance.
Keep an eye on that. Yeah. A little bit later on today, we'll talk to Jim Santel, attorney at law.
Oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about?
Oh boy,
the thing is, it's not as many cases, but what we're really worried about is the long-term effects of some of the decisions that they've made.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all bracing for a completely clearing out of the U.S. government. I mean, that's what's in store.
Apparently.
I'm waiting for this. You know, I think right now Trump is distracted with just about everything. You know, two or three items just blow his mind.
Well, that's
so,
it. Yeah.
He's stumped.
He looks stumped most of the time. He looks he doesn't look well.
He really doesn't. You see, he kind of sits there and absorbs and listens to people and reacts, but he doesn't really project any ideas or details to any policies that he's putting in place.
He's slowed down a little bit.
In fact, we have a cut, I think, a little bit later on where he was asked, well, how did you come at that decision? And
oh, boy.
It was the worst possible answer you could ever get to. Oh, you know, here's the thing, you know, and I'm going to mention this later during that story, but just for those listening early and don't get to listen in our second hour, Jen Psaki, you know, I didn't like her at first. I she had a rough start.
Yes, she did.
But I'm noticing a pattern with Jen Psaki.
Yeah, she's getting better.
She is not only, you know, just kind of reporting the hot items, but she has a wry sense of humor about all of them. And she's actually presenting, and this is what I think, she's presenting the absurdity of government at this point. And I've got this great piece. Now, it's a little long. I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing, but she makes comparison after comparison after comparison of what Trump is doing to the reaction of the press and the reaction of what people think about his policies. And it's just, it is absolutely gold.
Yeah, she is, she's finding her wheelhouse now.
Yeah,
she's finally gotten comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was press secretary for Biden, right?
Yeah.
Or Obama.
Obama.
I think.
I can't remember.
I thought she was.
We're
Biden.
Really old
it doesn't
now.
Matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
matter.
All...
Maybe it was Biden.
Okay.
Initially, right?
Yes, maybe. Anyway, we'll do our research department. We'll look into that.
Dom, the research department will be texting us very soon.
Google.
Yeah, I'm looking into it now.
Okay, and of course the other breaking news overnight.
Oh no!
God, get ready.
I know.
Just sit down for this one.
I know.
It's just too good. It's too good. There's word from NASA.
Yeah,
John.
Yep.
Tell us, NASA.
Well,
guess who the new
interim administrator for NASA.
You know, they have rockets and stuff.
It's going to be Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy's taking
on
another responsibility.
Oh my God!
I think he's in charge of like six departments now. Jeez.
Oh, what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
You know, I don't know why. You know, we got that call from CJ who couldn't hold on yesterday.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know if he's like changed his mind about things. I mean, you can drink the Kool-Aid so long, you can be a cult member for so long, and then suddenly you're just saying, oh my God, this can't be happening.
Yeah,
I can't keep making excuses for these guys.
I know. But, well, so congratulations,
yes.
Sean Duffy. Our hat's off to you. And he had some statement.
Okay, well, no, he did have a statement. I jotted it down.
Did you?
Go
ahead.
This is his mission statement. Let's launch. Oh, God.
It ain't rocket science. Oh, God. It's Sean Duffy.
This is truly the onion.
Oh my God. This is the onion. Yeah, it just doesn't get any better than this. We're also going to be checking in just a few minutes, in about 15 minutes, with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils and get all the latest about edumacation. He's going to educate us.
Well,
right?
I want to ask him about the dual enrollment we talked about yesterday, where you have classes in high school, but they also apply to credits in college.
Right.
And there was they're disproportionately located in areas where, you know, white affluent people get these dual enrollment programs, but the poor areas don't get them. And I pointed out that this is a great example of why banning DEI is a bad idea, because now we can't spread this out to lower income areas where they actually have dual enrollment as well. They don't have as many of those programs. Mm. So now they can't improve on it. They can't actually make it happen because it would be helping minority people out, and we can't have
we don't have those problems.
No. I don't know why I'm even thinking there is a problem like that.
It's not a problem.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to ask Tim about that. And also, Tim and Johnny are talking a lot about AI. And that is one big issue, and we'll be getting to that. I have an idea on AI, by the way, so then I'm going to present it to Tim and see what he has to say about it.
Okay.
All right, now let's get to the big program item here.
Yes.
The juvenile corner.
Yeah, what do we got here from Dom this morning? We have would you rather think this is worse?
Would you? Yes. It's would you rather? Let's get this intro.
Man, all right. I'm workshop this name. I can't. What is it again?
It's would you rather. Here it is.
Would you rather? Okay.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Okay. Take it away, Dominic Lee.
Would you rather?
Sorry, I got it. I got
a little more reverb on that.
Cowbell. More cowbell.
More cowbell.
All right. First question. Would you rather listen to an annoying laugh for a whole day or get tickled for an entire hour?
Tickled, I guess.
I hate getting tickled, especially on my side. I can't get tickled. Yeah. I would rather listen to that annoying laugh for the entire 24 hours.
Yeah, human touch is not something I'm used to anymore. so I would go with the laughter. Okay. Right. Question number two.
Would you rather?
That was a cry for help.
That sounded like it was.
I don't know.
We're gonna brush by that. Would you rather have no eyelashes for the rest of your life, or your butt cheeks pierced? Which one would you rather have?
Eyelashes. I don't think I have them now.
Eyelashes.
You don't have eyelashes.
Get rid of the eyelashes.
I don't know. I think I burned them out when I was lighting joints in the old days.
I never grew back. Yeah. Eyelashes and eyebrows are gone. Yeah.
Yes, I would rather have my butt cheeks pierced. All right, question number three.
What?
Really? Wow. No, we got to probe deeper into that.
I think this might also be a cry for help, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Really? You'd rather have your butt cheeks pierced together?
I feel like it wouldn't hurt that much. It's a lot of soft tissue down there.
You know, I think we got to look at some of these questions because it says a lot about you, Dom.
Yeah. All these questions are pertaining to me.
Yeah, we need to preview these for a minute.
Okay. Third and final question. Would you rather grow a ponytail down to your ankles or have a massive Adam's apple? I'm just thinking about the scenario here.
Oh, no.
I would like a ponytail down to my ankles. I want to be tangled. Yeah. I feel like that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That Adam's apple, that would be very awful.
You
could roll up the ponytail.
Yeah, you can.
Look, there's another misspelling under. Whoever spells for CNN, the graphics, can't spell missing.
Yeah, it's mising after Texas floods.
Who works overnights at CNN? Do they not have a spell check thing?
Chiron?
God.
It's the chaplain for the United Cajun Navy.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
Cajun Navy.
You know, I think they need a leader. Sean Duffy's available, I understand.
He's not doing anything else. Okay. We got a text in here from Doug. You can text us on the Civic Media app, which, of course, is always free to download and free to use. Doug texts in, John and Gordy joined the Manosphere update.
He's been trying to get us into the Manosphere.
Join
the Manosphere program that we have.
Yeah. He says, your live broadcast from the Harley-Davidson homecoming is tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Well, this is late notice for us. You need to ride in on motorcycles. Note, the motorcycles need to be Harley-Davidsons.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Works
that way. Well, thank you, Doug, for setting that up.
We appreciate that. Just getting started on the, what is it, Thursday morning. John and Gordy in the morning, coming back in a moment.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMPX, John and Gordy, this is 92.7 if you're listening on your car radio. Right. Over the airwaves, you can also check us out digitally on your phones with our app, the Civic Media app, and text us as well and voice note us. We'd like to get more of those. You know, it's new technology for us right. old people, but a lot of young people have been using it extensively. So
have they?
Prove us wrong.
Okay. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, and they emphasize passion over profit and convenience over complexity. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, and again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And don't forget to check out our website, WMDX Radio. Mm-hmm. We've got some great things happening there. You can sign up for a pizza party with us and Sugar River Pizza. We're getting ready to draw the first winner here any day now, and you can still enter, though. just go to our website, WMDXradio.com. It's brought to you by Sugar River Pizza and WMDX. And, of course, Sugar River Pizza is also up for Best of Madison, as are we,
yes,
John and Gordy.
Yes, we don't know what's going on with that.
We won't find out the results for, I don't know, a few weeks, a couple of months. They don't really tell you until they're done counting the votes.
We haven't heard back from the person on the inside.
We're waiting.
Moving this thing along.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got somebody over there we know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tweaking the
Do you really know anybody?
Just a little bit.
Okay, anyway, just go to WMDXradio.com, sign up for the pizza party. We'll come to your workplace or office with a bunch of pizzas and have a good time with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
what?
You know, I mean, we're riding their coattails, so I understand that. Yeah. We've been accused of riding the coattails.
Well, they've won Best of Madison for their pizza.
Yeah.
At least a couple of years, maybe... Maybe more.
Well, it's our way to, you know, to get back on the pizza bandwagon again, because, you know, we were heavily into pizzas at one time.
So. That's right. That's right. The pizza bandwagon is calling our name.
So now we're going to keep in that mode, and we're going to be delivering pizzas.
It was always fun in the old days to do this. Yeah, and I think people, you know, are going back into the office places around downtown Madison and East Side and West Side. And, you know, we want to join you with a bunch of pizzas and have a good time. So enter the contest.
Well, I can't wait for that, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right.
I accidentally ran across a video of how they make Teslas, you know, and it was, I don't know whether it was sponsored by Tesla or not, but it left a few things out as they were showing us the robotic assembly of Teslas. And it's really almost all robotic, but they didn't have like a primer when they painted the cars. They didn't say anything about primer. They just started painting. I'm thinking, wait a minute, don't you have a primer in it all?
A primer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, in Teslas, why wouldn't they, why wouldn't they do that?
Well, I don't know. Well, they must.
Okay.
Unless they rust out quickly later on. I don't know. You know, I don't own a Tesla. My neighbor has two of them, white and a black one. So.
Yeah. I see them around quite a lot. Yeah.
Well,
quite a few of them around
I'm
Madison.
In the market for an EV.
Yeah? You are.
I think
you're thinking of Tesla?
Tomorrow, I think I'm buying an EV. Yes.
A Tesla?
No.
Oh.
It's called, it's a Kia EV6, and it's very high tech, and it's really, really loaded up. It's actually the EV6 Wind, that's what they call it, the Wind, and it's a tech package. I didn't know that, but I was attracted to the fact that all of these tech items are included with it, including blind spots, which I love. If you're making a right-hand turn, camera comes on and shows you that area of the turn where you're going to go, and it's, you know, shows the sidewalk, it shows the crosswalk and everything, and you can see whether anybody's there so you don't accidentally hit them, you know, if you're making a right turn, because that happens a lot in this town.
Does it have a self-driving mode or no?
It almost does. We were told how to do this, and what you do is you have it on and you're driving along. You have to accelerate, though. But you can stay in the lane. It reads the lane. So you don't have to hold the steering wheel when you're on, like, the Beltline or the freeway.
Lane
it just stays it. Yeah. So it's really great stuff. I love this thing, and I might just walk away with one on Friday. So,
kidding.
You know, it's a red one. I wanted the black one.
Car?
I don't want a red car.
You look like you belong to the fire department driving around. Just, come on. Really?
Yeah,
red?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they have it? Okay.
I know. We had our eye on a black one here in town, but it was overpriced at one of the dealers.
Hmm.
So, I was going to, like, show them the actual price of a car that's similar to it, exactly similar to it.
Right.
But I decided not to. You know, the hell with them. You know, if they don't want my business, that's fine. Okay. The only reason I'm buying this, by the way, is because of the rebates.
The big rebates.
The rebates come to an end on September 30th.
Okay.
So you get a $4,000 rebate for a EV that is under $25,000.
Wow.
So it's a used EV.
How much?
$25,000 is a cutoff point. If it's under that, then you can get the $4,000 rebate.
Right.
Okay. And then, of course, if you're buying new, there's a $7,500 rebate. Mm-hmm. But you got to get in on it by the end of September. And that's the only reason I'm getting it. I want to save $4,000.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. And we'll have to take a picture of it. You know, you gotta drive it in. And
I feel like our current car is like the Flintstones cars, where we're pedaling our feet on the ground now, comparing it to this EV that I was in. I was like,
pretty cool,
like in the future all of a sudden.
Wow. 29 past the hour. When we return, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Market starting to brace for the World Ag Supply and Demand Report that will be released on Friday. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, if you look at the latest crop progress report as far as conditions across the United States, there really isn't anybody complaining. And that's the problem, according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
Usually you got somebody at least saying there's an issue. Or they say, hey, my neighbor down the road, or hey, the next town over has got issues. I haven't heard anything this year. And the crop ratings continue to show that. And even to look at the other side of this, 5% of this crop is poor to very poor. That's very small. Last year, we were 79% poor to very poor. So this just kind of tells you that we got a pretty good crop of corn coming here, as well as soybean. Soybean's a little bit lagger, but they usually take a little longer to get kicked in based on the weather here in July. So it's just one of those situations right now. We got a big crop coming.
Yeah, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Literally no place in the United States really complaining as far as crop conditions are concerned. Heinberg says now we'll wait and see if there's new opportunity in the world marketplace to take some of this grain. That tone in overnight electronic trades keeping our markets mixed. I've got the numbers next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
All right, gearing up before the World Ag Supply Demand Report tomorrow. Right now, we've got September corn down 2, December new crop down 2 at 413. The August soybeans are down a nickel. Currently, November new crop's unchanged at 1007. The wheat for September is down 2 at 545. December down 2 at 565. The 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter of a cent yesterday, 169.5. AA butter down 5.5 cents, 256 and a quarter. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6 this morning, 1798. September closed, penny lower at 1855 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined by Republican State Representative Duke Tucker to talk about his recent legislation to institute term limits for all major elected offices in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
We can change.
Get better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. A beautiful day in the capital city, Madison. State Street looks clean as a whistle out there.
Yeah, there's some joggers out there this morning. They're having a good time. We've got partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees, highs in the low 80s. Maybe some light rain this afternoon or a pop-up thunderstorm.
We have Bob reacting to our discussion about EVs, the possibility. Mm-hmm. I'll have one on Friday. He said, I bought a Chevy Equinox EV. I love this car. But it's so great. You hit the accelerator and it just goes. You know, you're not waiting for the pistons to kick in and right. all this stuff we normally take for granted.
Thank you for that text, Bob, from Aconcagua. Or a kind of walk.
I think that's, there it is. That's the correct way of saying it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, you got something there, Gordy?
I got a cough. Hang on.
Okay. It's important to get that out.
Yeah, I know. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. And they still have their sale going on, but this could be the last couple of days here.
Uh-oh.
Stand by. Those adjustable bed frame bases are still at unbelievable discounts of 30 to 50% off. You can experience next level luxury with the V9, John. The V9.
Wow, the V9.
Adjustable frame bases. Yes, you can save a generous $200 on the V9, so ask for that.
Now, I'm getting an EV6.
Right?
I can move up to the V9.
You could possibly. I don't know how that would work, but okay. Verlo Mattress, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
All right, let's go to Dr. Tim Slecker right now from Busted Pencils. You can check out their program and podcasts. Yeah. And do you have an adjustable bed frame?
I don't know.
They're really cool.
I don't know if I'm qualified to take that.
It takes a lot of training, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking, what is that, volume 9 or something?
Yeah, it's a V9.
A V9.
V9. Yeah, last I checked, I'm only at V2.
Right. Well, you got to get updated. Yeah.
Man.
Well, you know, after your V8, you go into the V9.
Turn the volume knob up to 11.
There
you
go.
Have a good time.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Well, okay. You know, so many things to get to, but your recent podcast is talking about AI again and teaching it in the classrooms. And it was a fascinating discussion with you and Johnny, but something occurred to me when you're talking about AI and introducing it into the class and how to teach it and, you know, just where to go with it. I was wondering if we couldn't not regulate it, but have an accredited AI source for education, right? I mean, you have you know, you have maybe credible people who put out good AI material, right? A good AI bot. But you have then Elon, who is influencing his AI bot dramatically, and it almost sounds like him at this point. So you really, it brought to mind that maybe you can't trust some of the developers of AI equipment.
Well, come on. I mean, that's what we do on Busted Pencils. If you're using AI, it's the Busted Pencils accredited AI.
There you go. That's exactly it.
I mean, if we're talking about it, where do you go for what you're talking about is the sources.
The source of AI.
You know, and like curriculum, right? The idea even of a teacher, you know, when they teach and there are materials to pull from, where are those materials coming from? Have they come from an approved source? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in one way, there have been some schools that have said, you know, let's just talk about regular curriculum. They've said, you know, teachers, you cannot use anything other than district approved curriculum sources. So, you know, you can't go out to the internet and find sources. You can't bring in your own reading materials or things like that, because, you know, the only sources that are approved are from the district. And so there's some sense of saying, okay, so then these must be, I guess, legit sources, and we can use them. The problem, though, with that, John, and I'll point this out, is that, you know, what you're doing in that sense is saying we don't trust teachers to make decisions about using and what types of content to bring into their classrooms, because, you know, I mean, those teachers, they'll bring in some kind of woke DEI indoctrination tool.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, we'll have a bunch of second grade communists.
Exactly. or I think it's as Elon called his now, it's Mecha Hitler. That's what Grok said he was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, Grok. No, I mean, it, seriously, whether it's AI, whether it's bringing in, you know, a YouTube video with, you know, a clip from, you know, a famous historian addressing something dealing with the Lincoln assassination, you know, how do we determine what is quality? I think what's happening with AI and what you're pointing out, though, is it really has, there's a different level here, because I could, if I'm a skilled AI user, I could use AI to create really incredibly looking documents, curriculum materials that appear to be accredited or even, you know, original source material with deep fakes and things like that, and showing students possibly, you know, Abraham Lincoln in a you know, a new video appearance that had been lost for years, and here's Abraham Lincoln speaking for the first time live, or, you know, on the internet. And so, yeah, I don't, okay, you got me flummoxed a little bit on this one.
You know, I'm just thinking that, you know, AI is trained in a certain specific way, and if it's trained with only educational materials, then that would be a great source for schools, right? I mean, but if it's something that's used a lot of different sources, especially like movie sources, that, like, you know, with an Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want that part of Lincoln's history anymore. But if it's trained, with only educational materials, then that may be a way to have it accredited or some kind of source that you can trust for your classrooms, right?
Well, I mean, you are seeing that occur right now. I mean, a lot of the major curriculum companies are dabbling in AI. And so in that sense, you know, there's a trust level that you're doing. One of the biggest teacher and student use tools, there's actually two right now. It's Magic School Bus AI. And that teachers are using that quite frequently in students, and you know, the material there, you get some kind of a level of trust. And the other one is from the Khan Academy, Khanmigo which is the Khan Academy's AI. And so those are really, you know, what you say, trusted sources of AI content, AI generated material, AI interfacing. Because that's the thing with AI, though, too, right? You're not just going to AI to find sources. You can be using AI to create sources to so it's a combination of saying, okay, you know, what are the best tools for creating content to teach kids? And then where are we getting the best content? And how do you know whether or not you should trust that content? So it's a great question, but I would also say before AI, and me, myself, as a teacher, yes, I would use the district-approved curriculum, but then I would also find stuff to supplement and or enhance that curriculum on my own as a teacher who was certified by the state that I was working in and therefore qualified to make curriculum and material decisions. And I think that's something we really want to continue to hold on to, because that's the difference of what it means to be a professional, is having that autonomy to make those types of decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, aren't there two organizations that represent teachers?
Well, I was going to say, so they're breaking news. I don't know if you're referring to this, but actually, AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, yes. It's not that anymore. AFT, Randy Weingarten, big announcement this week. And, you know, it's something that we're hopefully going to be covering on Busted Pencils in the future. They are on board with approving AI. When I say approve, they're working with AI to address what you're talking about, John.
Yeah.
This sense of saying, you know, is there an authority behind AI? And AFT has gotten, you know, into that. And, you know, we've had Randy Weingarten on the show before. And so we're asking her to come on to actually talk about what does it mean for AFT to be doing some type of an endorsement of AI.
Well, that's good that they're on board. I know that I think it's Bill Gates and American Teaching Federation, I believe. Is that it? They're getting together, I believe.
Bill Gates has been saving education for like 39 years now. So, he eventually one day will solve the education problem, we know.
How has he been saving it? I mean,
he has for the longest time, you know, whether truly genuinely concerned about educational attainment or really meddling from the sense of going, you know, I alone can fix this.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's been Microsoft enhanced materials and or doing a lot with the Gates Foundation money, putting out money in grants out there to steer American education in a certain direction. And, you know, some of it has not been all that successful. And a lot of people have said that a lot of this money has been really directed towards moving education in a way that very much resembles what Bill Gates himself thinks is important, as opposed to a public school system and a community and a democracy making those decisions. So there's a fear of a rich potential oligarch taking control of American education.
Yeah. And that's what I was worried about. I know that the other teaching organization was more on the conservative side, or at least, has been known to be more conservative. And Bill Gates helping them out with AI, I thought was kind of an odd combination. Well, not an odd combination, probably an assumed combination.
You know? But you've forgotten, though. I mean, if it's a conservative organization, and they deserve a leg up, because that's the type of DEI we support.
Absolutely, right, yes. A balanced approach to everything. We got to have more of that conservative thought in our schools, because it's just not enough there. And as we know, Linda McMahon is promoting
A1 sauce.
A1
sauce first.
For
and then,
everybody.
Of course, introducing more conservative thought, which is DEI. For them.
Hey, you can't ever get enough A1.
Steak sauce for everybody. Okay, 6:48. We will continue.
At least the places I buy meat, going to need A1 sauce.
Okay. Back with more with Tim Slecker on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40. I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenix Total T2.
Total T2, the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s. Again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text BOSS to 321321. That's BOSS to 321321. BOSS to 321321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Where it's at. Right here. Mm-hmm. WMDX, John and Gordy, 92.7, and on your Civic Media app as well. You can get us anywhere in the world, including up north.
Anywhere.
Yeah, just anywhere. When you think about it.
Clouds are kind of thickening up here this morning over State Street and downtown Madison. Cloudy skies now, and temperatures in the low to mid-60s will climb into the low 80s by this afternoon. Maybe some spots of rain or possibly a couple of thunderstorms later.
All right. Okay. We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And mm-hmm. I do want to mention, if you're watching this on YouTube or wherever you can watch it, Tim has pencils poked through his head.
yes, it does look doesn't it?
What I think is that, did you do that intentionally?
It's true. That's pretty cool. It looks perfect.
That is really perfect, man. I don't know if you did that purposely. Did you do that purposely?
No, but as you're saying that, I'm like, okay, let me move my head.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, a little bit to
there. You go.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, we need a screenshot of that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. well, why don't we get to we don't usually do this, but let's promote your Saturday program. It's a whole hour long. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a really interesting show this Saturday.
Yeah, we got I mean, it's a great show. We have been, you know, in touch with. In fact, it started with a CISA 4 director, Brittany Waltz. We had originally had her on the show for some unique things that CISA 4 up in western rural Wisconsin was doing with AI. She turned us on to, in fact, they have a whole team up there, and they're called Liftoffs, LIFTOFFS. Liftoffs, and their website's liftoffslearning.com. And we talked to one of the founders of this program, superintendent in the Whitehall School District, Mike Bigley, about the work they're doing. And it is something, I mean, you gotta listen, you gotta hear what's going on there, because what they're doing is truly groundbreaking, something that needs to be highlighted, actually, you know, celebrated. And because they are, in a rural district, to me, breaking out of the old restraints of schooling, which is this kind of Carnegie unit seat time. You know, you do 40 minutes of math, you do 50 minutes of this.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, look, you know, as early as kindergarten, we're starting kids on a personalized learning journey. They're using artificial intelligence as one of their tools, and they're you know, God forbid, but they're letting the students work well, or what, work a lot together, mm-hmm. And going at rates that work with the students themselves. And he pointed out this great success story in eighth grade, the math curriculum, all the eighth graders finished the eighth grade math curriculum before the school year was over. And then they decided, hey, guess what? Since we have all this extra time, they introduced algebra early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's pointing out is that saying, you know what? Hey, this whole idea of 25 kids in front of you taking a curriculum and being paced at the rate of, you know, hey, we have to keep them for 45 minutes. It's an artificial constraint, and that's the word that Mike Bigley really uses, is that what we're doing with Liftoffs and the partner schools up there working, taking away the constraints of schooling and empowering education, and they're using AI as one of those tools to really kind of promote this personalized learning. And what's awesome here is that this is in rural Wisconsin, typically where they try to tell schools, hey, you can do without, you know, do less or do more with less. Yeah. They're up there going, you know what, here's the deal. We're going to do more with less, truly, mm-hmm. and we're going to blow the socks off of the rest of the world, because our kids are awesome, and we're going to give them an awesome opportunity. So focusing on what's happening up there, just incredible. I mean, if you listen to Mike Bigley talk to Johnny and me on Saturday, he is – you can understand why such amazing things are going. And what kind of connects this is that Ashley Furniture, you know, local Wisconsin company, they're fully involved in supporting Mike Bigley and Liftoff's team. You know, what we really like about this is a Wisconsin story, rural Wisconsin, and, you know, the things they're doing really should be in a national media spotlight. And if anybody's listening, go, boy, that sounds like, remember the 2-hour AI school that we had talked about?
Yes, right.
Okay. They're doing that, in that sense, they're saying you can do more, but they're not charging $40,000 a year per student to do. They're showing that in a public school, in rural public schools, when you take away the constraints of old thought processes, things about kids and how they learn and what they're supposed to do, you too can actually do a lot more with kids, keep them fully engaged, empower them, and all in a public school setting
that
as
is
opposed
terrific.
To a really unique private school setting. So, you can tell I think it was an awesome show.
Oh, well, we'll definitely have to check that out. And, you know, I just read where all these new devices that are coming out, the phones, web browsers, are all coming out now with AI. So the browsers are going to contain AI, and it's good to train children on AI so they know what to expect.
That's it.
All right, Tim.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for joining us. You can listen to Busted Pencils with new podcasts on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and Saturday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim.
Tim's holding the pencils in his head.
Into his skull. Okay. Right.
See you guys.
All right.
Talk so to you later. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a couple minutes.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An investigation is underway in Los Angeles following a tunnel collapse. It was under construction. 31 workers were trapped about 6 miles underground. They were able to get out with only minor injuries. Still searching in Texas for more than 170 people missing after the 4th of July flooding. But there's some confusion over that, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Kerr County.
There were so many people, and this densely populated area right around the river was so severely impacted that at this point, law enforcement officials are still trying to make heads and tails of who is accounted for. And today, they actually made a plea to the public. Listen, if you found your loved one, or if your loved one that you announced or told us was missing has somehow turned up, please let us know. We need to cross those people off the list. So still a lot of confusion down here on the ground in Texas.
It's 120 people, Russia launching more drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight.